Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2021 edition. I'm your host, Cole Stratton, in for Mr. Kevin Pollock. We'll just deal with it. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? First up, Chris Alvarado. Hey, Chris, what's an animal fact that's fascinating to you?
That cheetahs will catch fish with their tail.
What?
But yeah, they put their tail in a little stream and they pull the fish out. Isn't that wild?
That's crazy.
Amazing.
I got you there, Cole. You like that fact.
Well, this has been Alchemy This. Till next episode.
Whoa.
Awesome. Whoa. Next up, Mr. James Heaney. James, what word do you think is just inherently funny?
I think booger. If it was going to come, I think if I, just off the top of my head, booger.
Okay.
That works. I mean, if you give me 10 minutes, I might be able to find a handful of funnier ones, but that easily comes to mind. It just sounds funny. Booger.
Right. Well, write them down if you think about them throughout the
Tell
show.
You what, James, we'll give you 10 minutes in like Thank the middle you. Of the first scene. Just chime in with some other funny words and we'll know what you're doing. Next up, Craig Kukowski. Craig, I heard you started a cover band. What's it called and who do you cover?
I'm in a Kiss cover band called Hug, H-U-G-G.
Nice. Hell yeah.
And we only cover the music they did when they didn't have the makeup on.
Uh-huh.
So like that, yeah.
Nice. Atul Singh is here, everybody. Atul, who's the best Dallas Cowboy of all time? You're a Texas boy. Whoa. What do you think?
Man, that's tough. You know, I think it goes to generations when you're around to support the team, so I won't go into the past before I was a fan, before I was born. So I will say with Troy Aikman, that's usually where I land with the one that I got to watch that I really enjoyed. So, yeah, that's probably where I like Randy White, too. He used to be a linebacker. I could go on with the list. If you gave me 10 minutes, I'd come up with 10 names who I think are the best Dallas Cowboy in the world and who also have funny-sounding names.
Tell you what, that sounds good. And in the middle of the first scene, to start throwing down Emmett Smiths or whatever, and we'll know you're doing it. And finally, Joey Greer is here. Joey Greer. Joey, you're given a 500-word tombstone. What do you write on it?
Nothing, dude. I'm going to draw something with those words. I'm going to have a dragon, right? And the dragon's going to be riding a Harley-Davidson vintage 1992 motorcycle. And it's going to have, instead of those, like, you know, normal handlebars, it's going to be just these pencil tubes, right? So not like a filled pencil, but not like a mechanical pencil. I'm talking about a wood pencil with the lead going through. You know what I'm talking about, right? Everyone knows what I'm talking about. And it's going to have me in the background. Like, it's going to look like a watermark, if you will, right? So it's going to be kind of like, you're gonna be, is it, do I see it? Do I
All
not?
Right, let's do a damn show, everybody. Are you ready to do this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Joey, do you need 10 minutes to think about what else you want to put on that tombstone?
I need 10 minutes just to tell you. I know what's on there.
Pepperoni and sausage is what I usually go for.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah, dude.
All of our seed suggestions are gathered from listeners' emails or from our Patreon VIPs. To become a Patreon supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Scene number one comes from Kristen Kelly, who wrote, "Congratulations, you are now subscribed to the Improv Scene Suggestion of the Month Club. This month's suggestion, the 5 Wonka Golden Ticket winners years later as adults. Did they learn anything from their time in the factory? Have they become better people because of it? Or are they now barely functioning alcoholics with PTSD and a lifelong fear of chocolate?"
Okay, great. If everyone could just pick up your name tag right up here. I know there's only a couple of us, but, you know, tradition.
You have to write a real name.
I mean, you can write whatever you want,
Thank you.
Carl, but we all know.
But don't say my real name, please.
It's my name tag already.
Okay. All right. You know what?
I'm sorry. This says happen. Mike TV. My name is Michael Thomas Van Owen. Okay. We're adults now. Can we please put that on there?
Sure. Of course. Yeah. Again, you are writing this. So you wrote Mike TV. So if you want to just change that, you're more than welcome. I do have more name placards. So if we could just lay them out here and different colored Sharpies.
I always wondered if that was your real name, TV, because it seemed very apt because you liked TV so much.
Yeah, well, it just happened to be that I was born into that, you know, like I didn't really want to like TV, but that's what it was. And I got obsessed. And now it's like I don't even own a TV. OK.
Do you not own a TV or are you saying
you just stream? Is that what you're saying? You just stream?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I just stream on my laptop.
All that's the future. I'll yeah, tell you, know, you what, that's
can the we get
future.
Started already?
Yeah, we're just waiting for two more people. Okay.
She's not coming, is she?
I don't know. I haven't been able to get in contact.
If she comes, I'm leaving.
I go by Chuck.
Okay, Chuck, do you know what this is? Or
this is for the golden meetup. Ticket winners, right?
Yes, it is. Oh, are you? Oh, I know who you are, Chuck. Yes. Okay, Chuck and I were having a correspondence before. This is Violet's grandson. Chuck, how are you?
I'm okay. This is a weird group of people. I thought it was going to be everybody's grandchildren.
No. I'm actually, so it's not.
It's not.
Is everybody ready for magic?
Oh, who is, huh? Okay, you're all going to love this, okay? So this is a local magician. He goes by the name of Inferno.
And, how does this help our trauma? How does this help the fucking memories that are burned into my brain? How does this help at all?
Remind us of who you are and what happened to you on the tour.
This is what I'm talking about. I'm Carl.
I'll just start later.
I'm the sixth winner that nobody ever talked about. I was in there 2 hours before you guys showed up. Okay? And nobody talks about me and nobody knows my story.
But you snuck in like 2 hours early?
No, I won. There was a sixth ticket.
I heard that there was a child wandering around looking for the restroom the whole time. That's what I heard. We never saw
it. I was a kid. I was a child. Okay.
I'll tell you what, that chocolate river is also a restroom.
I had to go pee-pee. Is that so bad? Now, magic guy, make these memories go away.
Here's a rabbit. Yeah.
It's dead. It's a dead rabbit.
Yes, it is. I wasn't supposed to hold it that long inside my jacket. But your story about kind of took a little bit longer. So just in.
What do you want? Another rabbit? Jesus Christ, man. What are you doing with these animals?
I'm doing magic, man. I don't know if you've seen my website, infernomagic.com. Check it out. All right. It'll show you all.
I mean, I've gone to it. It's just a Tumblr account. It's just like these weird.
There's
gifts.
No rule that says a Tumblr can't be your website.
I guess you're right. Look, I've just been getting a lot of flack. My bunny distributors have been asking me a lot of questions, like, why do I need so many bunnies? I keep running those bunnies.
How about, I'll trade you a balloon bunny for one of your bunnies. Here we go. Give me a second. Here you go.
All right, I'm going to need money for the bunny. I'm not going to take a bunny balloon.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I'm a bunny distributor. Like, I make money getting bunnies out there. But the amount of bunnies that you are asking for, and granted, I am making money from you, friend, but it's suspicious.
Hey, I know that, all right? Look, I took this meeting with you. I decided to break bread with you because I respect you, all right? I respect you, okay? And I respect our relationship.
Have some of the bruschetta, by the way. It's fantastic.
Those are good.
Look, I'm a bunny breeder, okay? And I know you distribute the bunnies, but I can't just make them breed just because you want them all the time.
Look, I got a demand. Do you have the supply? This is basic economics, friend.
Look, it's just kind of suspicious. No other distributor wants that many.
Honey, our daughter's been missing some bunnies lately, and it's a suspicious amount. At the last we counted, we had 2,000 bunnies, and it seems like we're missing almost, I don't know, 700. She's upset, and she blames you. She thinks you've been getting rid of them.
I have, Diane, I've been selling them. It's my job.
What? I thought you just loved bunnies as much as we did. What? We're a family.
I love the bunnies, but I breed them and I sell them to a distributor. That distributor sells them
what?
To, you know, somebody who has a pet shop.
Okay, thank you everyone for coming. Your name cards are right there. You can also rewrite them if you'd like. You know, we're all wives who have been lied to by our husbands about what their jobs were. All right. And as everyone's coming in, I'll just speak over everyone as they're coming in, just okay. As a way of formality. My name is Gail. I'm not going to give my last name, but it rhymes with hammer. And so just so you know, my husband, I thought he was a tire repair mechanic. He actually was importing and exporting illegal stones. So that's what he was doing.
Are these donuts for everybody?
They're for, yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Oh, thank you.
Who's ready to juggle?
Oh, wow. Oh, everyone, this is Frosty. He's going to be doing some magic for us.
No, stop the music.
I don't do magic, all right? I'm the best juggler in town. And when you say magic, it just sullies the whole thing. This is why I don't tell my wife about this.
Wait, hold on. What did you just say?
I said I keep this a secret.
Get him!
My grandmother was part of the class action lawsuit for all the kids that got sick that competition. And I thought that there's going to be a lot of other people that were suffering from the same thing. This is now a genial matter.
I mean, it's true. A lot of people got mesothelioma when they walked through the factory.
Yeah. And that's not something that nobody else seems to be talking about this. They're worried about. What are they worried about?
What are we worried about? What about the sickness that you can't see? Huh? What about the diagnosis that doesn't come to you?
You know, the sickness I can't see? My grandma. My grandma's the sickness I can't see. You guys should be considering yourself lucky.
Lucky? Look at these fucking tats I have all over my chest.
Oh my God.
You see that? That's a map. That's the map. That's the path I took in that fucking factory. You think I'm lucky?
Yeah, let's get another drink. So, Chuck, you're telling me that you went to that meetup with all those people who went to that freak factory and then you harassed them for their trauma? Is that right?
It's not a freak factory, but I don't know. I thought that I just was imagining that they'd be sick. I thought that we could all bond over the sickness. Like, you know, that's something that happens.
Chuck, wouldn't you say your actions were a little sick?
Two drinks.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
No, it's just that, I don't know. I was really close to my grandmother. She named me after, you know, Charlie.
And two drinks. Oh, I see you. Rick, we need to have a talk.
Oh, no, we'll take the extra drinks.
These are free, right? These are free because you fucked up.
We don't have to take those back.
Yeah, I'm fine. Here.
Hell yeah. Do you mind putting this on my Wonka card?
Do you work for Wonka?
No, but my bank is Wonka Bank.
Oh. Sorry. I feel like sometimes I'm getting, I don't know, spied on by the Wonkas just because we were part of the class action lawsuit. Trying to look for a flaw, exploit me, make me the bad guy.
Do you really think Wonka's looking at you, man?
I mean,
all the lawsuits they got.
So you want to open up an account here at Wonka Bank?
Yeah. I'm in line, sir.
Sorry.
Well, let me just walk you through the paperwork here. Come with me and you'll see 2.3% annual percentage rate and minimal deposit.
Hey, my man, you don't gotta sing for me, man. I just want to open up.
Corporate's watching. They're everywhere. Look at, see those little cameras up there? That's
those candy cameras?
But they're 4K and if I don't sing through all the rules and regulations, like I will have
to
eat.
I don't hear singing.
I will have to eat something that will probably kill me. So just let me read you the terms, and we can open
repeat
this. If
Oompa,
I don't,
loopa doopa dee doo. I've got free checking and banking for you.
Oh wow! I'm gonna go over here.
Hey Augustus, how you holding up?
Pretty well. I mean, this lox and bagels platter is fantastic.
It's pretty nice. Hey, do you ever have any dreams? Weird dreams?
No.
Hell yeah. you ever think about maybe going back to the factory? You know, just do a little walk through.
Oh, I want to drink that entire chocolate river, and eat that licorice tree.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the candy's gone. It's kind of like a rundown water park now, but
then what's the fucking point?
I feel like it would do me good, you know?
I mean, we and still all have our golden tickets, right? Maybe we could just show those at the gate. Maybe that they'd let us in. I mean,
I have mine right here.
I always carry mine with me.
Okay, guys. So I talked to the front desk and they said they will extend our stay here in the Flamingo room. So we're going to be able to be here for another half hour to 45 minutes. Isn't that exciting?
Okay. We're going to go over to the factory.
What?
We're going to go to the abandoned factory.
No. Hold on, everyone. Hold on.
I think it'll be good for us.
Everyone sit down. Come with us. I got a candy gun on you right now. Sit down. Listen, I'm a Wonka agent.
That looks delicious.
It's a little sweet and tart, okay?
Now, just let me suck on the barrel.
Get away from my gun. He ate my gun.
Good job,
Gus. Well, you found out. Listen, I'm a candy robot. I'm a special agent for the Wonka Corporation. If you think for a second we haven't been keeping tabs on you since the day you left,
you're a robot.
Wrong.
Wait, his skin looks like Laffy Taffy.
No, don't eat me.
Do it, Mike. Do it, Mike.
We're all robots.
Hey, guys, I don't have a car, but that magician's outside in his van. Maybe we can hop in there.
Let's give it a shot.
All right. Hey, magic guy.
Yeah. What do you want to make fun of me before you kick me out again?
No. We're sorry. We're sorry for doing that. Hey, do you want to go on a real magic ride?
Yeah. You're talking drugs? You're talking drugs? I got a PCP guy. He's more of a distributor, but he gets it out.
You still do PCP?
Yeah. Angel.
The hell you doing here, Inferno? Who the hell are all these fucking people?
Hey, how you doing? I'm Carl.
Don't give me your government. Don't give me your government, man.
Guten Tag, I am Augustus Gloop.
Don't give me your government, man.
Hi, Michael Thompson Van Owen. Hi, how you doing?
He goes by MTV.
Not MTV.
I was never by MTV.
Michael, Inferno, what the hell's going on, man?
I need PCP, man. These guys all want to go on a magic ride, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, hell yeah. You know what? I got a defunct little track cart over here. Goes around all this really fucked up garbage areas around here, right? But it'll come right back. It'll loop right back over here to my trailer. So once
you got a what?
A little track cart, you know what I mean? Like a little roller coaster.
We just want the drug. just want the drug. We don't want to go on a roller coaster.
Are you sure? I don't mind, man.
Hey, listen, it's simple economics. If you don't have the supply. What is that?
That's just a little roller coaster running around. You gotta hop on, man. It doesn't stop. All right, here you go, man. This is the PCP, man. Sherman Hemsley. Angel Dust.
Sweet. All right, everybody. Let's dance.
All right, now that we're all hopped up on PCP, we storm to the factory.
Bang, pow. Let's go, guys. We got this.
Let's go.
Where is Charlie Bucket, by the way? I mean, I know he runs the factory now. He's head of Wonka Enterprises. He should be here. And what about fucking Veruca Salt?
What about Veruca Salt?
Seems weird. We're missing some major players, guys.
Violet's grandson showed up.
Like, why am I here? You know what I mean? No one even knows my story. Huh. Oh, shit.
Hello?
This PCP's fucking me up. Who's this?
Hello, what's going on? Oh, okay, I see movement. I'm security,
I'm so high.
Wait a minute, Charlie's Grandpa Joe? You're still alive?
Yes, how do you know my name?
We towards the factory 50 years ago.
God, the fat Amish child. I know you.
Never Amish, never Amish.
You're like 130. What do they have in that factory?
They've been keeping me alive, removing my organs and putting sweet candy inside. So I don't think I'll ever die. I've seen my
Grandpa
family.
Joe, what are you doing out here?
Charlie?
Grandpa Joe, get back inside.
Oh, I'm so...
I love you, Charlie.
Oh, my God. You guys aren't allowed here. Your golden tickets are expired.
There's no expiration date. I'm fucked up.
It's us, Augustus and Mike and Carl.
Carl.
Carl? I don't know Carl. Augustus, Mike, you know that you're not allowed here.
this is a lost cause. You guys look like you're
Charlie,
hopped up on
look,
something.
Look, you might have won, but we got messed up for our entire lives. And we're not leaving until we get a vial of that fizzy immortality drink that Uncle Joe took, okay?
And I want to go in that glass elevator, man. I'm so fucked up.
Listen, you don't know what it's like to be Uncle Joe, okay? Grandpa Joe, as I call him, but he's not your grandpa, okay? He's not even, he's more candy than he is human now. Is that what you want?
Yeah.
All right, then come inside. Come inside. Don't touch the wallpaper. It's,
we brought this magician with us. Is that cool if he comes with us?
Hi, is your card a three of spades?
That's a four of clubs.
Ah, it's close. It's,
he's swapped up on PCP.
Yeah.
Ugh, man, Tim Burton really ruined it, didn't he?
Just got a little weird in the second act, I thought.
Sure did. I'm disappointed, man. I mean, I really thought it'd be a little closer to the book. I mean, everybody knows Glass Elevator's second, and
yeah,
I don't know, man. I,
we're trying to watch the movie. Keep it down.
It's also like 3.5 hours long. I mean, this PCP segment has just been...
I mean, that's almost a tool to make it longer. That's what's interesting.
I want to see the ending of this movie. I want to see it now.
Oh, Veruca. And that's our first scene. All right, scene two is from Patreon VIP William Kraft, who wrote, I have another scene suggestion. The characters in Pixar's Cars... or any world inhabited by sentient vehicles, there are a ton of kids shows like this, start to wonder about their origin and question their existence. Why have they taken over the role of humans? Why are they still designed for humans? What the hell is going on? Also, how do they procreate? I figured a scene about existential crisis would be fitting in the time of COVID. Thanks, W. Devin Kraft, Esquire.
Hey, fellas.
Welcome to the stoplight.
Hey, you guys having a good day?
Not really. It's hot as hell out here.
Yeah, it's hot. It's hot. It's hot.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, when that light hits green, I'm on my way to go on a little date.
A date?
Yeah. Wow. Yep.
I'm just doing deliveries. Oh, even nice. When I'm on break, I'm an idol. It sucks.
Yeah, I get it. Well, I got a Miata that's calling my name. I'll see you later.
What? Oh. Jeez.
Hi, man. How's it going?
Oh, it's not. I've seen better days. I'm not a big fan of this delivery thing.
Yeah, man.
I kind of want to just take a break.
I don't know, man. You don't. I mean, I could give you that break, man. I could take over your deliveries. I'm so busy just, you know, racing all the time and you know, carrying this franchise. I'd love to just take a break, man, and just, you know, deliver things, man.
Huh? Well, I don't know how I can help you. I'm just basically, I wake up and the first thing that the man wants me to do, it's what I got to do.
I never thought of it that way, man. It's like... I never really wanted a race, but that's what I do. You know?
I would love to try to race. I'd like to have some other goal than just to be the middleman between here and there.
We could go to this like little auto shop down on the corner there, and we could like change engines.
I don't want to go to an auto shop. They don't treat me good there.
Now listen, our water is running low. All right, I don't know how many humans are left out there, but these goddamn cars are getting more and more powerful by the day. And I'm sick and tired of pumping gas for them. No, I'm sick and tired of this. I'm sick and fucking tired of this. Now we go out there and we take out that leader. We take out that goddamn Plymouth Fury, and then we reclaim this earth for ourselves. Do you understand that? These cars aren't going to run this planet anymore.
I'm not touching her. I'm not touching Fury.
I mean, they're powerful. They have engines. They're bigger than us. And they're sentient.
Are they smarter, huh? Can they feel?
They're smart enough.
Oh, smart enough. He's right. No, he's right.
Okay, fine. Okay. Then I guess I'm going to have to do this solo, huh?
What are you going
to
do?
And that means by myself.
What's the plan?
I found all these potatoes. We're going to put all these potatoes in their tailpipes, okay? That should blow their engines.
I don't know. Miata.
My name's Jane. The name's Jane. Okay.
Hey, Jane. Hey, hey. Wow, you look gorgeous.
Thanks.
I was thinking maybe we could drive over to Makeout Point.
It's our first date, okay? Don't get ahead of
me. Just to look at the water and stuff.
Okay, I guess.
But follow me.
I can't keep up. You drive fast.
Yeah. You okay?
I can't breathe.
Well, looky here. Couple cars driven to Makeout Point. Like, what's your plan now that you're here? You can't get in each other because you're both cars. And how are you going to make out? And what's the next step?
That's easy. Well, I'm going to. Well, sure, because she. Well, I'm.
Yeah, exactly. You haven't thought it out.
Look, I know you want to go rise up against those cars, man, all right? But we got to have a plan. Calm down.
Plus, plan, I got one. Hand me that potato.
I didn't want to bring this up in front of the group, but I saw you up at Car Makeout Point the other night, and you had your dick in a gas tank.
What the hell? Come here. All right? Listen to me right now. You shut the hell up, okay? I was doing preliminary tests. I was seeing if I could sacrifice myself to destroy the cars. Yeah, that's how crazy I got. That's how desperate I got to save us.
Miata, you're still coughing. Jane, I mean, you're still coughing. You have like a human cough almost. That's
weird. I feel something weird. Human. Something's happening to me.
It's not your air filter?
No, I just got that changed.
Jane, I'm going to cut right to it. Did you fuck a human?
God, I knew you wouldn't take this the right way. You're such a carist. All you can do is...
I'm a car!
But we can live with the humans.
I'm a car!
We can live with the humans.
What, are you in love with him?
You don't understand them. We're the same.
So you're going to have like a hybrid baby? They're half human, half car?
Are you still here?
How does that work?
How does that even work? What does it come out of?
Where did he put it? Tell me where
it's
he put it.
It's none of your business.
I'm out of here. Hybrid.
I mean, I feel like worst case scenario is you got a bunch of semen in your gas tank, but I don't know what that's going to do.
Mom, Dad, none of the other human boys or cars will play with me. Maybe you should just kill me. I don't know what I am.
No. What? This is from your side of the family. This is where he gets that.
Hey.
This is where he gets us. You're special. You're going to save everyone, the whole planet. Don't you understand?
Yeah, you're the future. This is because you kept feeding him fucking potatoes all day and night. Right?
Oh, what the hell else do I have, huh?
Just look at me. My eyes are headlights. My mouth is a human mouth. I've got two mufflers. And
keep going.
I got junk in the trunk for real.
Hey, delivery truck.
Uh-huh.
You want to bring some real meaning to your life?
Oh god yeah, please.
I got one special delivery you should make.
Uh-huh.
2.5 tons of C4. We're going to drive it to the gas station and blow up every last fucking human here. What do you say?
Oh, no, man. My human's actually not so bad. John's just trying to make it by.
John doesn't even tune you up. John lets you drive around with scratches. Your tires are low.
Yeah, it's just kind of, you know, I wouldn't call them low so much as they're, you know, soft. They're soft tires.
Those humans, they think they're better than us.
But do you realize it'll happen if it's me? Like, I've got 2 tons of C4 in me.
Yeah, you'll finally be worth something.
Is that what you think? I'm worthless unless I blow up?
Sector 2 of the underground Wonka facility.
Mr. Wonka, I've looked at the preliminary data. It looks like your projects are moving forward. The cars and the humans have Okay. Can you not hear me?
Good, 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 good. No, I can hear you. I just didn't expect this update. This was really fast. Usually like 9 months gestation for a human. I was imagining more or less, but not by much.
Well, you have the best imagination in the world, sir. You run Wonka that. Corp.
Have you told Grandpa Joe?
I have not gone to the chamber yet, sir. It freaks me out, if I can be honest.
All right.
And two drinks. Wait, you guys already... Rick, god damn it!
Sorry!
Well, these are free still, right? Because you fucked
yeah,
up.
They're free.
Come out, human! Come out! I got a couple words to say to you.
Yes.
There you are. What a weird-looking guy.
If you come
a
step closer...
You're a weird-looking guy, first of all.
Your tires will explode.
Oh, yeah? Is that right? What are the spike strips? Oh, shit, there are spike strips everywhere. All right. Listen.
All why right. Don't we...
Don't do that.
That's what you said
right.
to me.
What all are right. we... Don't do that. All right. Well, so what all if... right. What the fuck are we doing, man?
Is this the place? Is this
yeah.
the place?
Yeah, this is the place. Yeah.
Right. What you guys say now, fuck base?
Huh? Yeah, fuck base, huh? Huh? All right.
Same thing. If you move forward, there's a spike strip. It'll blow your tires. And
I'm not planning on driving back. I'm coming forward.
Hey, Dad, can I have a WD-40 Capri Sun? Wait, what the
get
fuck is going on?
Get in the cave! Get in the cave! Ding, 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 ding.
Ladies and gentlemen, after the explosion, there was only one survivor, and we're here live with him. I will tell you, he is a hybrid, so please, viewer discretion advised. Can you tell us a little bit about the explosion and what happened right before it? And is that well, is your mouth a regular? Wow, it's
a regular mouth, yeah, but my eyes are headlights. So if I put my brights on, I get too excited. So you know, if that happens, let me know. It was terrible. Like I just wanted something to drink and I went outside and this old dumpy delivery truck with like the license plate was hanging off the side and it had like a unkept mustache on the front. Anyways, he was with like a flashy car and,
News crew.
Sorry, we're right in the middle of the interview. Sorry.
Oh, sorry, I thought this was a press conference. I'm Speedy Tires, Car and Driver magazine.
Yeah, oh, let me just finish with the... Sir, please.
Just wondering what kind of mileage the hybrid gets.
Your tires are going to get in a lot of... There's spikes everywhere. Just be careful, okay? Let me just finish the interview with this.
No, it's okay. I can answer that. I get... It's pretty good. I get 45 freeway, 38 city, and 26 at school.
All right. What's the MSRP?
All right. We're going to send it back to the station.
I cover car news for cars.
Back to you, Ted.
What? Oh, shit. I wasn't ready. Hey, it's me, Ted. So much news. So much happening.
Just read the prompter, Ted.
On channel 9.
Just read the prompter.
I'm happy to be doing the news for you. Happening. That's what's happening. Happen now. Oh, God.
It's not his fault. I programmed the prompter wrong. I wrote, I'm happy to be doing the news from you. Happening. Oh, God. I should have put the story in
there. There's a carpocalypse going on right now. Why are we even still doing the news? Like, we've got more important things to do, like destroying these sentient cars that are running rampage all over this world.
Our job is the news. You do the fucking news until I pay you to stop doing the fucking news. You got it, Phil?
All right, Mr. Murdoch.
All right, back in there. Get the prompter going. Get Ted back on his drugs and get the fucking news out.
Cars have taken over the world. What is my life?
Hey, just turn that news off. I hate fucking watching news, you know? Is the Golf Channel on or something like that?
Two drinks?
Thanks.
What the f-
there was other people watching the news. It's kind of important
stuff. Yeah, well, I wasn't. So let's watch the Golf Channel or something, okay?
And to drink. Howie, you too, Howie. Really? Really, Howie? This is my section. Sorry, you guys can keep them. It's God, I'm not going to make any money.
Hi, I'm here for the meetup.
Okay.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
What
cuckoo.
Was that?
Cuckoo.
I think that doesn't make any sense with me. There's no secret password for this meetup.
Oh.
You just meet up.
If there's a secret pass, where are you secretly going? Maybe we should go.
Well, have you guys tried cuckooing and winking?
Well,
cuckoo.
It opens a lot of doors.
I think this might be a relationship. I don't think this is a meetup thing he's doing. We're just on business.
Wait.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is this not the meetup to blow up every fucking car?
Oh my God, no.
What do you mean?
I mean, we're just having drinks.
So you're a car.
In fact, we don't even like to watch the news. We try not to get political.
So you like cars then?
Listen, I'm just trying to enjoy myself out.
Oh, just trying to enjoy yourself. Just trying to enjoy yourself.
Damn. Holy shit.
Hey, that's it.
Hey, someone should step in.
Oh.
Are you going to have your drink, Brett, or no?
Yeah, I definitely want to keep this drink. I mean, you can't have it. Ow!
I don't know if you can drink it. I mean,
I just can drink it.
I just don't want to do the waste.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Oh, yeah. You're looking for the wrong thing, man. Let's just jump ahead and start. You can start kicking his ass.
Hi. Look, this is awkward for me too. This is my first time. I think I'm the first hybrid to ever try to do it. With a person.
Just pay me the money and you can do whatever you want.
But
I've had a lot of firsts before. I'll take good care of you, baby.
Okay, but I gotta warn you, I don't know how this all works. I don't know what will happen if I get too heated.
Do you like fun?
I do like fun.
Okay, you're in the right place.
All right, well here's the money. Okay. It's it's a combination of dollar bills and lug nuts.
I see that. It's all good here, baby.
Okay.
Now let's see what you're working with here. Let me take this. Oh my God. Is that an 8-ball shifter?
It is. It's an 8-ball shifter.
I don't know if this is going to work, baby.
I mean, just like keep changing gears and we'll see what happens.
Okay, where's your clutch? Is your clutch right here?
It's right there.
Is it your clutch? Yeah. You like that?
First. That's my clutch.
Second. Third. Fourth. Okay. Fifth.
Okay. High beams. High beams.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. There's green fluid.
Warning light. Warning light. Warning light.
Disgusting.
Warning light.
Okay.
Warning light.
Get out. Leave. Leave. Leave.
Coolant.
Oh, my God.
I left my truck right outside. I was only gone for a second when I walked up to the door, and I think somebody stole it. I don't know where the truck went.
Tim, it's not for my fault. For the last time, I'm not going to give you money, okay?
Come on, I just need a little bit of money to get the next delivery truck. I need to keep working.
I can see the PCP in your mustache, Tim.
That's not PCP. What is it? I was baking. I was baking.
Tim, I love you, man.
I see $20.
I can't give you $20.
You're my brother.
I can't.
Why does Tim Burton love PCP so much? This is his second movie.
I don't even understand why they're letting him have control of these franchises that he shouldn't be touching. They're classics already. And, the second act. Just
hey, down in front, fellas.
Yeah, we're in front of you.
You're standing right in front of me at this drive-thru. I'm enjoying the film myself. Of course, I'm a car.
Yeah, we know, dude. We know you're a car. This is why people don't like cars.
Right?
What's that? Could you speak up a little?
No. All right. Just mind you, once you watch the movie and we'll watch
I thought you said people don't like cars.
All right.
Wait a second. Wait, dude, there's another car coming in. It's an old delivery truck. I didn't know they allowed those into the drive-ins.
I mean, unless they have something to deliver.
I guess. In the middle of screening? That just seems weird.
Oh, just drove by.
Wouldn't it be crazy if it was that truck from the movie?
That would be meta. Sure would be.
Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt, but y'all are talking too much for this drive-in movie, okay? So you both got to just... These two parties can please just please be quiet, all right?
What did you say?
A lot of people are trying to enjoy the movie. So I'm saying calm down, shut the fuck up, all right? A lot of people pay good money to come here to watch this drive-thru movie, all right?
Hey, that's Tim Burton. He's yelling at those two guys.
So just do me a favor and enjoy the goddamn art, okay?
I guess a drive-thru movie, you're just supposed to just keep moving. You see like 5 minutes of it tops.
Yeah, that's right.
That's our second scene. Scene 3 is from Tyler, who wrote, "Hey, I'm an auditor at a manufacturing company, and I suggest doing a scene in which an alchemist was auditing, insert random fictitious company here, and found something deeply concerning, wacky, or wild. Hijinks ensue. Thanks, Tyler."
Yes, yeah, so this is where the factory floor is. You can see here through the window there. That's all the workers there. I'll take you over here. This is our main office right here.
You think this is my first rodeo? Is that what's happening right now? I'm getting the reach around on my first day.
I just wanted to show you
around. I've audited every company you can think of, okay? I go in, I look in manufacturing, and I tear them a new one. So you think this little sweet tour is going to do anything, Janice? Then you're mistaken.
We've got nothing to hide. Do you like Nespresso? We have an espresso machine.
I do love Nespressos. You know, I didn't like them for a long time, but I said, why would George Clooney support it? And so I started drinking it. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me off track. All right.
Oh, no. Janice, is this the auditor?
Yeah, it's audit day.
Hi, I'm Dan. I work up in packaging.
Phil Pontiac.
It's really great to have you.
Nice to meet you.
Hi. Great. I hope you have fun auditing today. We've got everything in order, and I think that you're going to really love the place.
You think this is a joke? You think I'm coming to play around?
No.
Got free time? I make one phone call. I have 40 agents down here to shut this plant down.
No. We want you to audit. If we have anything wrong, our safety's at hand. So if you see something out of order, please let us know.
We're
just trying to do a good job.
All right.
Did you tell me we have an espresso machine?
I just did. So, Mr. Pontiac, I'm going to give you this key. It opens up every door in the facility.
This one magic key will let me in everywhere?
It's not magic. It's just, it's the general key. A universal key? Yeah, universal key. Yeah. So go ahead, talk to any of our employees, open any filing, you know, do what you want. quick little thing. We will be having an In-N-Out truck coming later for free burgers. I don't know if you like In-N-Out.
I love In-N-Out.
It is Tuesday.
But you can't bribe me. One thing look at my Yelp reviews. It'll say, Phil Pontiac cannot be bribed.
Okay. Well, enjoy the facility.
All right.
Oh, Phil, I really hope you audited the hell out of them, but you kind of forgot that it was your weekend with Troy. So,
the kid is.
I don't want to see him.
I don't even care what he says.
What happened to you, man? I mean, we used to be so in love, and then you audited our marriage and
found that we shouldn't be together. That's exactly my job. I did whatever that I'm the best at. I use that analysis on our wedding, our marriage.
And nobody likes Troy at school, all right? Because he learned it from you. He's auditing every friendship he's ever had. I mean, what went wrong?
Well, I don't want to see it.
Maybe Troy's more like me than I realized. Oh.
Look, Troy's pissed.
Troy, what do you mean you have questions for us? Pick up your skateboard. Let's go.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second here. Okay. Well, look at this. Look at the bearings on your skateboard here. Look at the third wheel on the back. All right. You see how it's not going in rotation with the other wheels? It's not creased enough. You know what? I'm going to have to take this board away from you. This is unsafe. This is an unsafe board.
Dude, that's not your board to take from him.
Isn't it? Then who is? If he's not going to protect himself, then what's going to happen? He's going to get injured, possibly injure somebody else. And I don't think any of us here have the insurance to cover that.
You take the fun out of everything, Troy. We're just trying to have a skate day.
Guys, I don't mean to interrupt, but look who's coming. Blake, the bully. Keep cool.
Oh, what's up, skaters?
Oh, no!
Skating around on your pussy skateboards?
Blake, don't push us. That's dangerous.
I'll push you as much as I want.
Blake, stop, okay? You're going to hurt somebody.
Oh, since when are you concerned about injuries?
Right now, when I break your elbow.
Oh, my God!
You just snapped my elbow in half.
Oh my God.
He snapped another kid's elbow in half.
What do you want me to do about it?
Stop showing him Steven Seagal movies, for one. But two, you need to be a dad. Kids make mistakes, okay? But he's now thinking that he's the enforcer down on the playground and at school. It's his job to make sure everybody's following the rules. You got to stop.
No. Steven Seagal is one of the best father figures somebody could have. I was raised on Steven Seagal. He's going to be raised on it. Don't tell me how to raise. This was in our audit. You telling me what to do.
Janice, get in here and close the door behind yourself.
Yeah, what's up?
Did you bring your fucking baby to work?
No, I think it was just a squeaky door.
Oh, thank
Jesus
God.
Christ. Why do you refer to my baby as my fucking baby? What's going on? Listen,
on Friday, you gave that auditor the master key. What the fuck were you thinking? You're so lucky that nothing happened.
Okay.
Did he have the espresso?
Yeah, he liked it. Good. Thank you for... I appreciate this meeting.
No, this isn't an appreciation meeting. I need to have a play-by-play of everything he saw. Is he going to come back and bite me in the ass later, Janice?
He does have... He said he will be doing a secondary review tomorrow. So
tomorrow?
We'll find out then. Right. But everything
I need you to burn all the extra limbs and organs in the basement. I need them out here. We aren't going to take that risk again.
Do you know how long it took us to harvest those baby limbs and baby...
I know, but it's all over it. That guy.
He's not going to go down there. He's not going to use the universal keeper downstairs. Nobody goes downstairs. I told him about the in and out. I showed him the factory floor. He's not going to check out the organ, so relax. And if something happens, I'll take care of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the two floors. And then there's the basement and the sub-basement and all that.
Answer me this. What about this right here?
That's a squeaky door. We've been trying to fix them. But,
my baby! Excuse me, that's my baby. I'm so sorry. Oh, there you go. Sorry, excuse me. Hi, I hope you're having a good day. Pardon me.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, was your baby behind the door?
Yes.
Why is your baby not being attended to?
He has a job.
What else is behind this door?
Oh my God, it's my other baby. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Two babies on the factory floor? Oh.
Well, yeah.
Oh, well, not good. Well, let me just check this door. Another baby?
Oh, that's the door. No, that's the door.
Right, okay, sorry.
Door. That noise is over there.
That door. I'll
excuse me, is there a manager here?
Nope. This is just a customer on the factory floor?
I don't. How can I help you, sir?
I'm not a manager.
I'm janitor.
Actually one of the. Yeah, I'm a janitor.
I'll reveal who I am when you answer my question.
Hold on. Real quick, Ralph, what do you think your position is here?
I don't know. I always think like research and development head or something.
You mop and take the trash out.
I'm very concerned about this customer being on the factory floor. Can we?
Not a customer. I will reveal who I am once somebody answers my question.
Okay.
But I mean, you have to admit, though, I have brought a lot of good ideas up whenever we pass.
You brought some good ideas.
Right? So I do feel like research and development could be something.
I'm not the manager per se, but I am the highest employee in your purview. Did I use that right?
No.
Oh, anyway, how can I help you? I can take you to my boss if you'd like.
Great. That's what I was hoping for. I've got a truck full of baby limb pickers from over the border.
I'm sorry?
You were coughing while I was talking.
Oh,
which I'm so maybe sorry. Impeded everyone's ability to hear the thing I was saying.
Yes.
Baby
yes.
limb pickers? Did you have?
What?
I feel like you should have coughed during that to be consistent.
What? Ralph, what's your job here?
Well, I mean, I thought about
it. Is it to repeat things you shouldn't be repeating?
Phil, I don't know how to say this, but I was trying to find his Little League glove, and I was looking through your drawers, and I found a bunch of baby limbs. Are you taking a kickback?
Hey.
Did you take a kickback on that audit?
Just because you're not getting a percentage of my baby limbs? Is that what this is about? Here, you can have half. Half baby limbs for you, half baby limbs for me.
It's not about the baby limbs, Phil. It's the fact that you, all these years, you talk about how you're in the right. You're doing these audits. And this whole time, you're the dishonest one. You were taking kickbacks. You were taking bribes. Your Yelp reviews are lies, Phil. They're lies.
You can buy Yelp reviews.
Troy, what the hell's in your pocket, dude? Looks like a little finger.
It is.
Like what that? The hell? You flip me off with the fake arm?
That's a fake. That's a real baby limb.
How do you know?
Wow. What's going on here?
Oh, shit, it's Blake.
Hey, Blake, sorry about your elbow.
They say it'll take 6 months to heal. No thanks to you.
This
what
is
are you guys doing,
real...
trading baby limbs like little babies?
Shut up, Blake. This right here, it's not a baby. It's a candy baby. My dad audited one of the Wonka Corp subsidiary companies, and he says...
What's subsidiary?
It means under the skin.
You don't know what subsidiary means, you little baby?
All right, don't give me a wedgie. Let go.
And he says that they're creating candy kids.
No way.
Troy took a baby arm to school and he ate it thinking it was candy. All right, Phil, it's disgusting. I want those out of the house.
He's proud of what I do. This is the best thing I could have. Maybe he wants to see me now. Troy?
I don't want to see you.
All right, it's worth a shot, but he's getting to like me. He likes what I'm doing. Here, you know what, honey? You want more baby limbs? You'll have 75%. I'll give you all the legs.
I don't want baby limbs. Nice. Phil, I don't need them. I feel like I need to turn you in.
What?
You just need to do the audits. If you're taking things, it's illegal. It's immoral. It's wrong. I'm not upset about the baby limp part of this all.
Thank God.
Just the fact that you would take them.
So, doctor, how long will it take for this baby limb to get, catch up with the rest of my limbs? Is it just going to, it's going to grow bigger, right?
Sorry, I had my headphones in.
It works well, but it's just so small. It's like I was expecting for the price that this hospital's charged.
Right. So what we can do is I can remove your torso and I can put a baby torso there. That way it'll fit in with the baby arm. Is that something that
I'm not looking for a baby torso? Okay, then I'm going to have this giant head on a baby torso.
Right.
I need. I thought. Is this baby limb not going to grow into an adult limb?
Weird. You look even weirder than I do, and I have headlights for eyes and a human mouth.
No, I don't look weirder than you. You're a freak.
Oh,
thank you.
I mean, I shouldn't even be out here. I mean, I just lost my carginity, and I just don't know if
and
I should.
God damn it.
This is a good thing for us. You're going to get a better tip out of this.
Cuckoo.
Is that right?
Cuckoo.
Oh, shit. What the fuck is
that? It's happening.
Cuckoo.
Yeah, I'm the guy you were supposed to meet. I'm sitting at a high-backed booth with my back to the window.
I started working here.
No, I couldn't see you. You couldn't see me. I just picked a bad place. Yeah, you've been working here for a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah. I'm not as angry anymore. So I think I'm kind of out.
And two drink. You have six now? But guys, let's have a meeting in the back. Sorry, guys. Just keep them.
Well, Troy, we're really happy to have you here. Your father told us a lot about you, and he said you'll be doing a junior audit today. We're really excited about that. Troy?
Yeah.
you're going to be doing a junior audit today. Is that correct?
You know what's funny?
What's that? Oh my God. Is that a machete?
Yeah. I taped it to my middle finger.
What's going on, Troy?
I don't know.
Do you like coffee?
I'm not allowed to drink caffeine.
Well,
it's too dangerous. The rate of addiction with caffeinated anything is so high that if you touch it with your lips, you'll get addicted. Fact.
It's not any more dangerous than taping a machete to your finger.
Is it? Well, maybe I don't know what's dangerous anymore.
So Troy's out of the house. He's doing my job for the day. We're alone. Do you want to grab my gear shift?
I shouldn't even be here.
You're stuck on the baby heads now? It's part of the job. Troy's probably going through a million right now.
It's just there's framed baby parts all over this place. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, what's going on here? A disgraced auditor trying to fuck a human car hybrid?
Excuse me. Oh, Jesus.
I'm the neighborhood bully, and I can wander in anybody's house and belittle them.
Is that a cast on your whole arm?
Yes, my arm is healing because your son snapped it in two.
Wait, it's signed, "We love you, Blake Salt." Are you Veruca's
son? I'm Veruca Salt's grandson, yes. She settled down in America. The whole family is Americanized now.
What's so funny? You're in my apartment yelling at us, and just get out, all right? Get out.
What kind of auditor can't afford a home?
We're separated, okay? You're a bully. You're a bully.
Right? That's right.
You know what I do to bullies?
My other elbow!
Broken in half.
All right, we're going to be able to attach a couple limbs on your elbows there. That should speed up the repairing of the bone, if you will. So it should be like that for the next 2 to 3 years, and then we can...
Sorry, I have my headphones that I missed all of this so far.
Did you miss all of that, huh? You know what? You spoiled piece of shit. You know, I'm a goddamn physician. Do you know that? Can you spell physician?
F-Y-C.
God, you're a dumbass. Listen to me. You got to listen when adults are talking. This is why you're in the position you're in, okay? You got to get your life together, okay?
Look, I don't have to listen to some car who thinks he's a doctor, okay?
All right, I'm an ambulance. I am a doctor. I think I know what I'm doing.
You're not a doctor. Right? You drive around people who are hurt. Which is not the same thing.
It's the same
thing. It's not the same thing.
Same thing. Blake, it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
This world has gone to shit since cars became sentient and try to replicate right. human society.
You're rather
just create
bigot.
A car society of their own.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe we will. Maybe we'll wipe out all the humies.
Oh, yeah? Try it.
Doctor, your 1 o'clock is here. It's the guy with the...
What did you just call me?
Doctor.
That's right. Did you hear that, Blake?
You told us to call you doctor. You made us. You said... I'm sorry. Your 1 o'clock's here. Do you want to see... It's the same guy. He's back with the baby arm. Still complaining about...
Yes, I will.
All right. Hey.
Doctor. I'm referring to myself.
You can go in now.
Thank you. All right. There's another person inside this ambulance.
It's fine. I can fit 6 people. So let's see here. What do we got? What do we got here? Looks like from your chart, you're having problems breathing through both nostrils. Both nostrils?
Listen, right. It's not honestly both nostrils. It's just one nostril. It's one the left nostril. Side of my... It's clogging.
Okay, the left side of you.
I believe
is
it's because of the baby head you put on me.
Okay, well, let's see if I can add another head.
You look like a freak, pal.
Oh, shut up. You're going to look this way, too.
Wait, doctor, how can I be
what
pregnant?
What did you just call me?
Doctor, that's right. The first thing you said when I said, how right. can I be pregnant? I Blake? Don't understand.
Sherman, did you hear what she said?
Yeah, we heard it.
Okay, great.
I thought I was a guy hybrid.
Oh, that's right. Let me just look at your chart here. Yes, you are Yeah, go ahead. So you are pregnant.
Wait, Mazel. Is there a Hot Wheel inside me? I don't understand. How does...
Hey, you got room for one more in this? My magic show just blew.
Jesus, this is private.
Yeah. I can fit three more. So
hey, it's that juggler.
I'm not a juggler, dude. I'm a magician. Oh, my God. All right. Why don't you check?
You look just like that juggler.
Well, hey, you know what? That's my twin brother, but whatever. Check your back pocket, little brat.
I can't because both of my elbows are broken. I have baby arms coming out of them now.
Oompa loompa doopity doo. We've got some more PCP for you.
Well, hold on. I can only fit three more people in here. So all the other oompas got to stay outside. So,
and that's our show, everybody.
Woo!
Oh my God.
Super makes sense to me.
I just pictured Craig's character walking into all the houses on the block just because he can. Holy shit.
That's what bullies do.
That's what bullies do.
Bullies got a bully.
Let's check in with everybody, see what's going on. Craig Kukowski, where can people find you?
At Kukowski on Twitter. I also just did an episode of Chris Alvarado's podcast, The Comedy Fix. So subscribe to that. Hopefully that'll drop soon. Yeah, it's very like nuts and bolts, nerdy, discussions of comedy that I was totally into as a fan. And now I was a guest.
Nice. Chris Alvarado.
That's it. Also, what a fucking dream for us at the Comedy Fix to have Craig Kukowski come in and he goes dark. He gets deep. He goes inside the world of performance and comedy. You should join us. The Comedy Fix on Instagram and where you listen to podcasts.
Nice. James Heaney.
Well, it would be my pleasure if you joined me on a Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at twitch.tv/BS Comedy, and we hang and have some fun and some laughs.
Nice. Atul Singh?
Hey, thanks. Just follow me on Instagram at Atul Time or anything on Atul Time. And sometimes when you talk about BS Comedy, you guys say backslash. I just want to say it's /, but yeah. All right.
Oh.
I think I just say slash, somebody, right? Do I say somebody backslash? Says back.
I think you've said backslash.
Yeah, I think Joey does. Yeah. So, all right. That's it. Hey, good update.
Joey Greer.
Atul, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, I missaid the thing, right? Who cares? I think when everyone says backslash, you know what they mean. No one ever uses the other slash. It's whatever's underneath the question mark. That's what I click. Jeez. Right? You know what I mean? So whatever that is, that's what I'm using.
Well, you want people to come.
I'm so pissed right now.
At a tool? He was just being helpful.
No, dude. I'm pissed at keyboards. So much.
Oh.
All right. I'm at Cole Stratton, at Stratton Cole on various social media platforms. Go to sfsketchfest.com, rent Festpocalypse and other things that we've done to help us raise money while things are down. Let's thank each of our alchemists. We already did that. And our engineer and producer, Doug Bain. The fine folks at iHeartMedia.com. And please write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Until next time.
Oh,